Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. That's the name of this program. I'm Nicholas, and we're going through the Bible, chapter by chapter, and book by book, verse by verse, no stone unturned. I like to leave it that way. And I'd like to hear from the listeners out there, or anyone who's, anytime you're listening to this study, whether it's live or from the archives there. And you can listen to these programs anytime. The last 5 days programs are archived there on the website, crosstheborder.org, and you'll find many of our previous studies uploaded there so that you can listen anytime you want. You don't have to wait for it to come on live on the radio. Just go to crosstheborder.org, and there you'll find an email link there to email me. And make sure you put my name, Nicholas, or Across the Border or something like that in the subject line. So then when I get the email, I know what it's referring to. And if you got any questions, comments, challenges, you think I'm wrong on something, you think I'm missing something, overlooking something, really do, you know, this is about biblical studies, so we don't want to leave anything unturned. I don't want to be wrong about anything. I want to be right about everything, because I want this to be pleasing to my Heavenly Father. So if I'm wrong about something, you know, please straighten me out. And go get your e-sword open. Give me the text, the reference, the scriptural sites, whatever you have to straighten me out. And I would gladly correct myself and mention it on the air if it's appropriate. If it's time appropriate, because sometimes, well, if you're listening to the archives, you may be commenting on something a year later. And if it's a big enough thing, I may have to do that part over again, huh? So anyway, I would like to hear from you. Crosstheborder.org, and do email me. Let's jump back into our text here. We're in Yirmiyahu, the book called Jeremiah, chapter 2 and verse 4. Hear ye the word of the Lord, Yahuwah, O house of Israel, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith Yahuwah, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, and walked away, and walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, where is Yahuwah that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through the land of deserts and of pits, through the land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. And when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is the Lord? Where is Yahuwah? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. Oh boy, is this rose up in the wilderness? Let's see, we came up in out of the earth, this beast that had two horns like a lamb. And I see the same thing happening here in America. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. Those that handle the law today, do they know him? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, they would almost require you to break God's law, to be in compliance with their laws. Wow, that's kind of the opposite, isn't it? And they don't acknowledge him. Those that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. Do the pastors transgress against them? Oh, this is getting even worse today. Yeah, first of all, they said the law is nailed to the cross. You don't have to do the things that please God anymore. We can do whatever we want because of grace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that we could all just enjoy sin. Right? Is that how it works? Is that what they preach today? And that you get to go to heaven when you die. That's right. Pie in the sky when you die. Uh-huh. They lead you up, but they don't suffer you to enter because they don't go in themselves. That's what the Messiah said. The pastors also transgressed. Yes. And they don't just transgress, but they rail against anyone who speaks against the transgression. You go into a corporate church and you say, you know, I don't eat pork because I believe the Word of God. I believe that He wrote that there for my good and for my health. And because I believe Him and I want to live my life in a way that's pleasing to Him, I'm not going to eat pork because I have faith. Yeah, they'll rail against you for that faith. That's right. They'll tell you that, oh, you're a legalist. And they'll tell your people not to listen. You can eat whatever you want. And then they'll pull a couple scriptures out of their cut and paste theological hat and get you to believe whatever it is, because they don't want to give up. You know, food is, you know, a little delight or a little taste and a little enjoyment of the things of the flesh is more important than pleasing God or believing His Word and living by faith that what He wrote in His Word is the best thing for us. And that's just one example among many. So the pastors have also transgressed. You know, and I like what Yahshua said. He said, he was talking about who would be greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and those that keep the commandments and teach others to do the same shall be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And he also said that the least in the kingdom of heaven would be those who transgress or break the commandments and teach others also. And I believe that there are a lot of people out there that are genuinely deceived. And the least commandments, what are the least commandments? Well, you know, perhaps the least commandments are the ones that don't transgress against your neighbor. You know, perhaps like eating pork. Maybe that might be one of the least commandments. Or perhaps not obeying the Sabbath. But, you know, following after Saturday and Sunday. And maybe transgressing the least commandments. You might say keeping Easter and you know, pagan holy days instead of keeping His holy days. That might go fall under the category of least commandments, of transgression against His law. The greater ones would be like murder, adultery, things like that. Well, that's even legal now. You can commit adultery every day in America, and that's just fine, because that doesn't matter anymore, because we're free. See, and that's where that freedom from the law, you start transgressing in the little things, and you say they don't matter, and well, the little things just get bigger, and then you have more little things, and then it seems like a little thing to commit adultery. It seems like a little thing to practice birth control, and perhaps it's a little thing to practice abortion. Yeah, well, maybe homosexuality ain't so bad after all. You know, it just keeps adding up and adding up. Line upon line. Yeah, precept upon precept. It just, you know, you keep going by the wayside. And all those little things add up. So, anyway, I'm so glad that our Messiah said that. That those who teach, who do and teach, shall be great in the kingdom of heaven. Of course, he was talking about pastors, those who teach the word of God, and those that break the least of the commandments and teach others shall be least in the kingdom of heaven. Well, if I want to be great, don't think I'm ever going to be great on earth, because it seems like everyone's against me, the king, the princes, the priests, and the people. Yeah, so I'll never be great. If I want a lesson on how to be great in religion, all I got to do is watch these religious channels on the TV or listen to corporate, so-called corporate Christian radio. If you want to be great, and listen to those guys. They got the formulas down because they're raking in the bucks and they're becoming famous and, you know, and becoming renowned. And they got, you know, their programs are in thousands of radio stations, you know, and satellite and all over the world. And people are just sending them money because they're tickling itching ears. That's why. You want to be great in the world? Well, learn how to tickle itching ears, and you know, just listen to all the teachers out there that are doing it. They're becoming great in the world. Great in the world. That's right. No, I'd rather be great in His kingdom, even if I have to be least in the world. That's fine with me, because I don't want to be numbered here among these pastors that Jeremiah is talking about. He said, the priests said, where is Yahuwah? and they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal. Well, we got a lot of prophets out there. A lot of prophets. And who do they prophesy? Well, Alcazar, Ribera. Aren't those the prophets of Baal? You know, don't they belong to that great whore church? Uh-huh. Yeah, so they got the prophets out there prophesying by Baal. And they walk after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahuwah, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim, and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Has America changed its glory for that which does not profit? Well, obviously, yes, because that which made America great has been exchanged for that which does not profit. We used to have real money. That's called profit. Now, all we have is debt. That's called slavery. Oh, I don't think that's unprofitable. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Yahuwah, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Yes, we've forsaken His Holy Spirit, our fountain of living water. That's as a nation. Yeah, that's what's happened. They've turned to Baal. They've turned to the beast for benefit and privileges. And they've incorporated themselves with idols and images. Of course, I'm speaking of the church there. Here is Israel a servant? And we're verse 14 of chapter 2. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared with him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. Also the children of Noph and Tahapanes have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken Yahuwah? Thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God when he led thee by the way? He's talking about tragedies and the enemies that have come against Israel. And he says, haven't you procured this unto yourself by forsaking me? All the evils that have come on America, haven't we procured them to ourselves by forsaking him and the evils that are coming? You know, and they weren't afraid in that day. They weren't afraid enough to turn back to their Creator, to the God of Israel, the God of Isaac and Jacob, the God of Abraham. They weren't afraid enough to turn back. Verse 18, and now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt? To drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do with the way of Assyria? To drink the waters of the river? And he's saying, why are you turning to these other nations for help? Really? Why is America going to the other nations for help? Why are we, isn't that Babylonish-like? We're all going to become one rather than turn to the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Thine old wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken Yahuwah thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Verse 20, for of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. Yes, old time I have broken thy yoke. Wasn't America with the Declaration of Independence? Wasn't that the breaking of the yoke? Yet I planted thee a noble vine, a holy a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me. For though thou wash thee with nitre, let's see, it's mineral potash or acid, though thou wash with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. And actually in the Hebrew there would say Adonai Yahuwah, the Lord God. Verse 23, how canst thou say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Balaam? See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways. What is a dromedary? A young she-camel. Thou art a swift young she-camel traversing her ways, a wild ass used in the wilderness that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they shall find her. Well, I guess you have to know something about animal husbandry to take all that in. As a dromedary, that's not a word that we hear every day. We don't even have camels here in America that I know of. And there are probably a few here, but it says here, a young she camel and a wild ass used to the wilderness. He's telling Israel that, you know, that they're fairly much wild and untamable and good for nothing, basically. You know, I've got a young mare out here, a 4-year-old Appaloosa that's barely broken. Well, and I've got a 20-year-old gelding Mustang out here, and I'm gonna leave it up to you. Which one am I gonna ride if I just want to go out for a ride? Well, I ain't gonna jump on that 4-year-old young mare that's hardly broken, because I'm getting too old to fall off of a horse. Now, I'll take my trustworthy old gelding, the one that I trust with young children, with my grandchildren, my children. That's pretty much the illustration that's being drawn here. That needs to be broken. You got a wild ass that's used to the wilderness, needs to be broken. You got a young camel, young mare camel, that hasn't been broken into its work yet. That's wild, basically. Are we like that? Just, you know, take it down to a personal level. Does our Heavenly Father, you know, I see in America, I see the youth of America, they glory in their wildness, in their untamableness before our Heavenly Father. They wild in doing wickedness and whatever thing they please, whatever thing seems right to them. They're good for nothing. And I think that's on purpose. I believe that that's pretty much the way that the public system wants them trained. They get them too smart. They get them to obey the truth, or teach them the truth, or a reverence for the truth. Well, they might just start seeking the truth, and the truth might set them free from the power of sin and death, from the slavery and the servitude of wickedness and disobedience to our Heavenly Father and His law word. He says, withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope, no, for I have loved strangers, and after them I will go. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed, they, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For if they have turned their back unto me, and not their face, but in the time of their trouble they will say, arise and save us. You know, America hasn't had trouble yet. Okay, live radio. A few interruptions here, you'll forgive that. And looks like we're going into a break. So we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Find an email link there and email me. Make sure you put Cross the Border or something in the subject line so I'll know you're referring to this program. Put my name, Nicholas, in the subject line. That would be great. I'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in a couple minutes.